From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Tomorrow, at his Texas ranch, President Bush will devote a news conference to what the White House calls defense issues. But in the Pentagon, it's widely expected that the president will announce his choice for chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top uniformed officer in the American military. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
By law, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is not only the nation's highest military officer, he's also the president's official military advisor. So this appointment should signal the administration's latest thinking on defense issues. President Bush has said he wants to transform the U.S. military to meet the new threats of the 21st century, and he told reporters at his ranch today those concerns guided his search for a new chairman.
We've been looking for someone who will bring the highest standards of excellence to the office, someone who is willing to think differently about the missions of our military, how to conform, the fundamental question is how do we conform our defenses to the true threats that face America, and not only now, but in the out years.
Bush would not say whom he has chosen, but the fact he's meeting tomorrow with Air Force General Richard Myers seems to be a dead giveaway. Administration officials are doing nothing to counter the speculation. Myers is a former combat fighter pilot with more than 4,000 flying hours in Vietnam and elsewhere. He's associated primarily with Asia, having commanded U.S. forces in Japan. He's also headed the U.S. Space Command, where planning is done for possible space warfare. That specialty will be put to good use if the administration moves ahead with the building of a national missile defense. In the administration's plan, part of that system would be space-based. But Myers also has broad experience working with other services, most recently in his position as vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Michael O'Hanlon, a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution, says General Myers is in many ways a classic pick for the chairman's job in the Bush administration.
Because of his interest and experience in space, his interest and experience in the Asia-Pacific region, and of course the fact that he's battle-tested with the Washington strategy and budget wars as vice chairman over the last year and a half or so. So this, in terms of his basic resume, this seems to be just the guy they were looking for.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will accompany General Myers in the meeting with President Bush tomorrow. White House aides say the men will review the Pentagon's progress so far in the work of transforming the military. That has been Rumsfeld's assignment. And in recent weeks, the defense secretary has been the target of much criticism for having mishandled the reform mission. A column in the conservative National Review magazine this week was titled "Bombing at the Pentagon: Don Rumsfeld's Agony." Senior uniformed military officers have complained bitterly that Rumsfeld has ignored their advice. Members of Congress have said the same thing. Rumsfeld faced those allegations in a session today with Pentagon reporters.
Your image has been taking a beating in the press lately.
It's been my week in the barrel, hadn't it?
Editorial writers and pundits, more in doubt.
President Bush's comment today that he wants a chairman who, quote, thinks differently could be seen as a gesture of support for Rumsfeld to the extent he's gotten in trouble for stepping on some military toes. Faced with complaints from military commanders, Rumsfeld has said many times that change is hard for people, and he returned to that theme today.
I must say I have to agree with people that it's complicated. I have to agree that it's hard. And I have to agree that a paradigm shift tends not to be instantaneously understood.
Rumsfeld himself refused to comment on the possible appointment of General Myers as the next chairman, except to say he had great respect for him and others with whom he's worked. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.